Hey, you, it's time for that staycation setup. This is the part of the show where we catch up, cheaters. It's the morning mess with Summer and Phoenix on the line. Now, Miss Summer, now you think your man has a side chick because she liked an old picture on your Instagram. Let me know how that works and why do you think automatically they get with each other.
So the other night, I was up pretty late and I had gotten a notification from Instagram from a username that I didn't recognize. Huh? And, I mean, I don't have many followers, only family and friends. So when a random name just pops up, it stands out to me. So I'm checking it out, and the notification was of an account from somebody named Becca who liked one of my pictures from 2018. Now, first off, I don't know a Becca, and then this person is liking a pic from 2018. And, you know, that's weird. And it's nearly midnight. So I'm thinking, that's weird and almost like stalker vibes to me. Who's up at night liking somebody that you don't know from an old picture from 2018?
Right.
Anyway, long story short, I checked my likes. Her name didn't pop up at all. So this was not, you know, somebody who likes my pics or anything. Her name didn't pop up at all, meaning like she unliked the pic. You can do that. You can like it. The notification will pop up, and you can like the pic. But if you take it back, the notification still pops up, but it wasn't there anymore.
Okay.
So I clicked on her account, and I am seeing she and Jonathan, they don't follow each other, but the more I scroll through her pics, I saw Jonathan's comments on her posts.
Oh, there it is.
And they were commenting with little inside jokes and little heart and wink emojis and stuff like that. And sent Jonathan this girl's page and asking, who is Becca and how do you know her and who is she? It took him an hour to reply.
Okay.
So finally, when he did reply, he says, she's just a friend. Don't start acting crazy.
Yeah.
And that pissed me off because it's like he's brushing it off. It took you an hour to reply, and then you just, she's just a friend. Don't start acting crazy. And I went back to her page, and I was going to send the screenshots of the comments that they made, that I saw them make on each other's posts.
Uh-huh.
Guess what, guys? All those comments were deleted.
Oh. There you go.
The hour that it took him to reply, I'm sure he told her to delete everything. And now I feel kind of stupid for not screenshotting it right away.
Right.
Hey, yeah. You're trying to get the receipts.
Yeah, you got to do that before the confrontation.
So I got a feeling that this girl found out about me, which is why she's stalking me, but he keeps denying and deflecting. But I know what I know, and I saw what I saw. And so I need some answers. So I think, you know, you guys should call Jonathan and let's find out.
Yeah. How long have you guys been seeing each other?
We've been seeing each other for 2 years.
2 years. Wow. Long enough to be committed relationship. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, man, say less. Yeah, ladies, that's relationship 101. That's snooping 101. You got to do the screenshots first before confronting the person just in case they deny it.
Right away.
It's like a reflex. It's like a blink.
Yeah.
Boom.
Immediately.
Uh-huh. That's when you show them. Oh, really? It was this. Boom. Here's the thing, too. When you're confronting your person, it doesn't have to be just men. Fellas, you want to do it in person. You don't want to do it over the phone or text message. Mm-hmm. They're doing things. I fell asleep. Or you gave them that hour when you want to confront the person. Do it then and there in front of their face. That way you can see their expression on their face, see them stumble, show the receipts. Anywho.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Dr. Joe B's in session.
Go.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to call him up from a free romantic hotel stay. And let's see if he puts his girl Becca on the reservation. If so, you know, there's an affair happening. We'll give you the show at that point. Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Jonathan?
Yeah, this is Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, Jonathan. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, no, I'm good. I don't do that. I'm good.
Well, Jonathan, before you hang up, I wanted to let you know that this includes putting you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite with the honeymoon package.
I don't want none of that stuff. I'm cool.
Well, it is completely free, and all we ask in return is a Google or Yelp review after your stay of your full experience, and that's it. We won't bother you after your stay.
Oh, so all you need is just a review, and that's it. You won't give me a whole package.
Yeah, and we want you and your guests to come here to North Scottsdale and see the Aurora Hotel for yourselves, have a great weekend together, and just give us a full review on your experience. That would really help us get our business name out there and all those kinds of things.
Okay, yeah, I'm cool with it. So what I got to do?
All right, well, we can move forward. Congratulations, Jonathan. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
I'd rather pick like a little sweet note or something like that.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, do sweet.
Okay.
Just put like, you have the most kissable cheeks.
That's cute, and I'm sure your guest is going to love that, Jonathan, especially coming from you. I have that written down, and now just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Becca.
I knew you were lying about knowing this.
Hey, well, really quick, Jonathan, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio with our show, The Morning Mess, that summer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Jonathan, obviously you caught up, and obviously she's done her research, and you and this other girl been messing around for quite a while now.
No, man, I ain't caught up on nothing, dog. First of all, y'all called on people's phone playing. I'm at work.
Did we all not hear? Who was he going to take on the staycation? Did my name come up? Did you hear the name Summer? Did anybody else hear the name Becca?
Listen, you're getting worked up on no damn reason. Let me tell you what happened, okay, since you want to talk and put our out there on the phone and all that. I was seeing this girl. She found out about you. We had a huge fight. She threatened to reach out to you. And I guess that's why you kind of the same thing. She was stalking you. That's what happened. Because she threatened to reach out to you. That's why.
So you're admitting it.
They offered you a staycation and you were going to take Becca.
Listen, usually people leave like the saucy note. This one was a sweet one. Sweet ones to me, when it is sweet, it's more intimate. What did it say again?
Kissable cheeks. I heard that. Y'all heard that. Kissable cheeks.
Yeah.
Yep. Summer heard it. You have the most kissable cheeks.
I don't know why either y'all making a big deal about it. It's so much other shit going on in the world right now.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I haven't heard that one.
We are in a war right now, all right?
Hot to fire.
That was pretty good.
That was.
We all heard you.
You being so petty right now, and I ain't got time for this bullshit.
So he hung up.
Jonathan's a
bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least now I know. But that's a bitch.
That's a what?
He's a bitch.
Yeah.
He did give an all-time excuse of saying that there's a lot going on in the world than worrying about him cheating. That was pretty good. I'm not even mad at
his
that.
Gas prices?
Yeah. Can you believe it? All this stuff, and you guys are worried about me cheating?
And you guys heard him. Now I know. You can't gaslight me.
Yeah.
You're a
right. Mm-hmm. Right. I hope he's still listening.
Thank you, guys. And anybody who knows Jonathan, Jonathan's a
yeah, we heard
that.
That's
the PSA.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry that you got the news that you got. Hopefully you'll find the man in your life to kiss your kissable cheeks.
Thank you.
All right.
And anybody listening out here, reminding you, I was dealing with a